The sun is shining on Waltham Forest Town Hall and there's a long queue of people down Forest Road. They've got bags full of antiques, pictures, pieces of furniture, and they're all hoping to find out something about the history and probably the value of their family heirloom. Come with me now, I'm going to go and chat to some of the experts and some of the people who've come along today. You've got a whole trolley load of things here today. Can you tell me what you've brought down?
Silhouettes. I bought a few silhouettes. Old teapot in a special, and a jug, which I like. Vault down, and the gentleman had a look at it all. But he couldn't look at it all because I had too much. But he liked some of the bits, and he was telling me good things like this.
Could you describe what you're holding there?
Medina, he said it is. He said it's coloured glass, but he said if you get the actual artist's name, he said it's worth quite a few hundred. I only paid £1 for it, and he said it's worth about £20. So I'm happy.
So did you find it in a charity shop?
Car boot sale. All my stuff comes from the car boot sale.
With me now is Fiona Bruce, presenter of Antiques Roadshow. Welcome to Walthamstow.
Thank you very much. We've got a great turnout here. I've never been to Walthamstow Town Hall before. It's a fantastic Mussolini-esque building. Beautiful day, the flowers look gorgeous, and lots of people have come.
What do you enjoy about working on the show?
For me, the pleasure of the show is in the joy of the unexpected, in that I never know what's going to turn up. I never know who I'm going to be talking to. I've just been told that I'm going to be interviewing someone whose dad used to work at number 10 and has a boot scraper from outside number 10. So I assume he's going to tell me about the famous people who scraped their boots on it. I don't know. But that's the fun of it, you know, just that you never know what's going to come along.
Do you have any family heirlooms at home yourself?
I'd love to say that I did, but sadly not. No. My parents didn't have enough money to collect sort of expensive things, and also just travelled around so much that they were never able to take a lot of things with them. So we don't have things that have been accumulated over the generations. We just, you know, our lifestyle was too peripatetic to allow that, really.
And I read that you like cocktails. What's your favourite cocktail?
Well, at the hotel opposite the BBC at Broadcasting House, they do a BBC cocktail, believe it or not, which has a bit of rum in it, a bit of orange in it, a bit of bitters in it, and goes down very nicely.
Thanks a lot. I hope you get time to have a cocktail in Walthamstow.
So do I. Thank you.
I'm Henry Sandon. I do the ceramics. And I'm here with son John, who does the same thing. Yes.
And how is it working as a father and son team?
Oh, it's very good. I have to keep him in order, but it doesn't matter. He's not a bad lad.
Have you seen anything interesting today?
Yes, a lot of interesting things, yes. But there's so many people. We weren't expecting this in Walthamstow. So it's taken everybody by surprise. We tried to race through them, but it's incredible. Massive amount of people.
I watch the Antique Roadshow fascinatingly every Sunday, and today, since it's local, we bought a lot of items. And one item, Henry Sandon, I want to see. He was so happy to see that and said it's a Japanese emari plate and valued at over £1,000.
So were you happy about that?
Very much. And my wife and daughter is also here. So he said to take care, don't drop it.
My friend and I queued up this morning. We have our chairs. We have our flask of tea. She's brought some old photograph and postcard albums. And I've got some porcelain and china from my mother-in-law that belonged to her aunt. So I've seen Henry Sandon, had a little chat, and found out a little bit about the background of the china, and I'm happy to carry on using it. Not worth a fortune, but very nice pieces for everyday use.
So you were saying that you actually use this china at home?
Yes, indeed. As a matter of fact, I've also brought a biscuit barrel, and I keep the biscuits for cheese in that, and we bring it out after dinner with the cheese board. And I'm afraid when I opened it to show the expert, I had found a few crumbs in the bottom, so it's definitely in everyday use.
Alison, why have you come down today?
I had a collection of these old postcards that I've had since I was a kid, and I just thought I'd be interested to see if they're worth anything.
Could you just talk me through some of the photos?
Well, they're a collection that I've known since I was a little girl. They were sent to my grandma by her boyfriend way back in the beginning of the 20th century, 1902, 1903. And he wooed her for 8 years, and then she ditched him. She didn't marry him, but she kept the postcards.
What kind of value do they have for you?
Oh, extreme value, because they are my earliest memories was going to my nanny's house. She lived near Lloyd's Park, and to keep me quiet, postcards would come out and I'd be given them to look through, and the button box as well. We were given a button box to sort the buttons. So they go back an awfully long way for me and my kids. I've always had them, so yeah.
So you're going to hang on to them for a long time?
Absolutely, yes.
My name is Lennox Cato. I'm one of the furniture specialists here today.
How's your day been going? There are so many people here, aren't there?
It's been marvellous, and the day's not over yet. There's still a long way to go. Just done a recording with a gentleman. He's brought along this miniature Pembroke table. It's not always about value. It's just it's about interesting pieces. So you just never know what's going to turn up, and that's the beauty of being, you know, involved in the roadshow. I've been with them for 10 years now. And I'm just as excited now as when I first started. So it's great.